Hi, I'm Tim Barron, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast, where we offer insights and fresh perspectives on the latest marketing trends and strategies. The podcast is a production of Good to Be Social. Today, my guest is Eric Fletcher, who led marketing teams as the Chief Marketing Officer at law firms for many years and even has his very own TED Talk. I've been following Eric for years on social media and through the writing on his blog, the Marketing Brain Fodder blog. And it's a real honor to have him on the show to talk about one of his favorite topics, which is leadership. What constitutes leadership, some of the challenges and characteristics of being a leader, and how it's applicable to law firms and marketing departments. A concept we kept coming back to again and again is the importance of listening. Here's my conversation with Eric. Hi, Eric, and welcome to the podcast.
Tim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
I've been wanting to chat with you for a long, long time. I remember just reaching out to you maybe over a year ago just to let you know about some of the transition I was doing. And the reason I reached out to you is because I saw how you engage on social media, the kind of content that you put out, and how gracious you were and how useful much of that content was. So it's a honor to have you on the podcast. So before we even dig into, I know we want to talk about leadership and what constitutes leadership and how CMOs and marketing leaders at firms can benefit from some of the lessons, but I want to hear a little bit about your journey to where you are right now.
I'm kind of an odd duck, especially when it comes to the specific topic of legal marketing, because I started a long time ago in a previous life, maybe two previous lives ago, in the broadcast arena. And got a little bit of taste in broadcasting, not only of, I've always had a love affair with the idea of communicating. I love the concept of storytelling, and as a kid was really infatuated with radio. And so broadcasting was kind of an easy early professional transition for me. I got the sales or the business development bug in my early days of radio. And that led to some time in an advertising agency. The agency that I was affiliated with, we did a lot of work for professional service firms, which led to professional service business development consulting, which led to law firm space. So I come in with this weird mix of the creative side, the kind of the Marcom side of the house when you think about what law firm marketing departments and business development groups usually look like. And then a lot of experience the last 10 years before I got into law firms, I spent on the sales or business development side of professional service consulting. So I'm really strange inside most law firms.
I know that you talk a lot about leadership. And you even did a TED Talk, and you've written some articles, and aside from your blog, which is Marketing Brain Fodder, which I love. I love that title, by the way. What exactly constitutes leadership?
I love the idea of leadership. I love the topic of leadership. And I'll say right up front that though I've been thinking about and working with leadership as a topic, both on Marketing Brain Fodder, thanks for your kind words, as well as in a number of other venues. But what I need, the disclaimer I need to provide is that in the last couple of years, certainly in the last 2 years and maybe as many as the last 4 or 5 years, my thinking has been significantly influenced and shaped by an author that a lot of you, you're probably familiar with, Tim, I'm sure your audience is as well, with a gentleman by the name of Simon Sinek, a marketer. And Sinek's latest book, Leaders Eat Last, to me is really a definitive description of what I believe leadership is. So when we think about leadership, we almost always think about the individual that has the pulpit, the corner office, or the power to hire or fire us. because what they say goes, right? It's a little bit like when we think about communication, we almost always initially or instantly think about messaging, the idea of messaging. It's very similar with leadership. We think about the person whose word we have to listen to. I believe leadership, real leaders, are often the people who speak less than anybody else in the room. They are often the people who talk softly, and not necessarily literally, but you know what I mean. They just, yep. They speak with a credibility. They don't have to raise their voice. And they're the people that we almost always want to hear from more. Just being in the corner office, just having the title, just having the bully pulpit doesn't constitute leadership. It may constitute position that makes me have to listen to you, but it doesn't mean that I will follow you into battle, which is one of the things Seneca talks about. Real leaders inspire us to follow them into the heat of a battle. And more in the marketplace, those are the kind of leaders I don't know about you, but those are the kind of leaders I'm looking for.
I love that video by Simon Sinek. I think it's called How Great Leaders Inspire Action. He did a TED Talk on that.
Yeah.
And it has over 35 million views. I know that leaders have to be good visionaries or visionaries and good communicators. How does that all play into being a leader?
So I think you're exactly right. I think leaders are visionaries. There's a proverb that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I think that's, if you find yourself in a stagnant environment, if you find yourself, you know, dreading every morning, whatever you're heading out to do, if that is kind of not because you're in a project that you don't like, and not because you are in the middle of a spat with somebody at work or something like that, but on a consistent basis, you just really dread what you are engaged in, that's a sign that maybe the vision isn't really something that lives inside of you. And a leader's job, to a great degree, is to communicate, to inspire, to instill a vision that makes me want to get up in the morning, that makes me want to engage in whatever the endeavor might be. So I think you're spot on. Without a vision, it's really tough to lead. You can manage, and there are great managers who, in my opinion, maybe aren't the best leaders.
Many of these tenets can be applied broadly, but I know in law firms, by the way, there's such a unique business structure. And I know within that structure, the law firm marketing department has its own set of unique issues and problems and challenges. How can law firm marketers who are leading teams apply some of these principles?
Yeah, you're right. Law firms are different animals in a number of different ways. And for those of us who are Don Quixote-esque enough to think that we might lead in that environment, I do think there are some basic lessons. The first one is you'd better be prepared and know how to and embrace the idea of listening, understanding who we are working for and what the challenges are with respect to trying to connect lawyers to a marketplace in an opportunistic way. That's just a huge challenge. So listening would be my first. Secondly, the only thing that matters for marketers in a law firm space ultimately is we really have two jobs. One is to protect and enhance the brand of the law firm we represent. And the second is to find a way to connect lawyers with the marketplace, ultimately with people that will hire them, right? Everything we do should be tested against those two jobs, in my view. It doesn't matter how great the creativity is. Great creativity, I believe in it. Again, harken back to my advertising days. I love creative work. I believe creativity is necessary, but creativity is not what matters to the people that we work for. What matters is, are we enhancing the brand of the firm, and are we connecting them with the marketplace? So when I try to communicate about an initiative, the idea that this is the newest, best, most whiz-bang creative approach, or the newest, best technology solution, nobody really cares about that. That matters. What they do care about is, how does this serve one of those two tasks that we're talking about? So marketers who want to lead in that environment, remember what the vision is. Vision is protect and enhance the law firm and connect lawyers to the marketplace.
I did some digging, and you had mentioned about your unique journey, and you do have a unique background in communications, including spinning records and writing radio advertising copy and winning acclaim for radio, film, and video production. So you even did a TED Talk. We were talking about Simon Sinek earlier, and you did a TED Talk on that. And so you have a leg up in today's sort of always on media landscape, where everybody is touting video and podcasts like this one, other formats. What advice would you give to marketers and lawyers also who don't feel comfortable?
This is going to sound a bit like a broken record, and just stop me if it doesn't seem responsive. The advice that I begin with begins with a basic communication tenet, and that is, do you know who your target is? Do you know who your audience is? Do you know who you're trying to connect with? Often we get hung up on, I've got this great practice. I understand how to do merger and acquisition work, and I just need to tell everybody about it. I need to get the word out. When I first started marketing for law firms, the phrase that I heard over and over again, and we're talking about ancient history now, marketing's come a long way since I first began, but the phrase I heard over and over again was, well, if our name was just out there, if people just knew who we were and what we do. And that leads us to, if you want to peruse 50 websites today, 50 law firm websites, you'll find that for the most part, what we do is we talk endlessly about what we do.
Yep.
And part of the reason we do that is because we don't really know who we want to connect with. That may seem silly, but the question I began to ask the lawyers I was working with in those early days of marketing in law firms, can you describe your ideal target to me? Can you tell me who you'd like to connect with? And I was amazed how often lawyers couldn't. And in fact, one of my earliest conversations, the lawyer looked at me as if I'd grown two heads and said, my ideal client is the next guy that calls me on the phone or walks through that door. So that makes the whole challenge of what do we do? What do we say? What tools do we use? That makes it really difficult. But on the other hand, if you know who your target is and you know that it is a person who gets most of his information in the morning reading, then I'm going to have a bias toward content marketing. I'm going to start looking at blogging and how do I get content into this individual's space. If you know that this person does business primarily at social events, then I'm going to begin to look at how I connect, how I use events to strategically connect with the people I want. But that's a far cry from starting with the idea that we're going to just throw great events and hope people who happen to be prospective clients will wander through the door. And that's why I believe in social media. It is a way to connect, to engage in conversation, to even collaborate at times with certain targets.
You actually wrote a book on that, A Social Media Marketing Success. Any tips from that book that that resonate wildly today?
Thanks for the promotion. I actually had the pleasure of co-writing it with a friend who is a marketing colleague in business-to-business arena. He's never done any marketing at a law firm, so we've made interesting collaborators, partners in the book. The book is full of, I've forgotten the exact number at this stage, but 100 or more case studies of companies, large and small. There are some Fortune 50 companies in there. There are some Main Street type startup companies in the book. And it is case illustrations of how companies use social media to listen, to connect with their market, and to engage in conversations. And at the risk of just being repetitive, Tim, almost always the conversation around social media begins with, number one, we begin, law firms especially, have a fear of what we'll say. How do we say anything in 140, or I guess now it's, what's Twitter up to, 260?
Yeah, 280, or
yeah. Yeah, 280. So how do we say, even at that, how does a lawyer say anything in 280 characters, anything of substance? Well, my response to that is you're starting with the wrong question. Your initial question should be, what tools do I use to listen? And early on, my response to the question about how can a law firm use Twitter? Well, the first thing you ought to be doing is listening to every one of your clients, because they're on Twitter and you'll learn a lot from them. And so beginning with the idea of listening, as opposed to beginning worried about what our message will be, really changes the conversation a lot. And that's what we learned in the exploration of the creation of 8 Mandates.
I love how you tied it back to listening, right? Because I went on a little bit of a pivot there, because I wanted to talk about some of the tools that you could use in this whole concept of being a leader, not just to your team, but generally out there to a broader audience. And then I took it to social media, and then you brought it right back to listening. So listening is the key. In terms of leadership, is that the one characteristic? Is that the one place that you think folks should start?
It's one of two. I believe, and again, at the risk of just being obnoxious on the topic, no communication takes place, no matter how eloquent the message, how well written it is, or how articulate, how creative, how glitzy, how, if you find a way to use the best video or the newest technology, nothing is communicated. No message means anything until somebody decides to listen. Using that as a point could be a little bit irritating, but if I intend to communicate with you, Tim, and you intend to communicate with me, and all either of us focuses on is the message that we want to deliver, is any communication, is much communication really going to take place? It's not. Because as you're speaking, conveying your message to me, I'm busy not listening. I'm kind of half listening. I listen out of one ear or maybe half of one ear. And the rest of my energy is spent creating my response, creating my message back to you. In 8 Mandates, the book that you referenced, that's where I stumbled on this idea of intentional listening. That's listening without condition. It's listening without the intent of convincing you of anything. My only intent is to learn from you. The second critical component for leadership, in my view, I borrow this from Senek's most recent book, is leaders, well, the title of his book is Leaders Eat Last. And I won't do him the disservice of trying to explain where the title comes from. He does an eloquent job of that. But the idea is that real leaders would never sacrifice my good for their self-interest. Real leaders would never put me at risk to save their own skin. And for that reason, we follow real leaders anywhere.
Really, really great tip. I really enjoyed this conversation. So we're at the end of our time for this podcast. Where can folks reach you if they want to get in touch with you?
There are two easy ways. One is you can connect with me on marketingbrainfodder.com. It's all one word, obviously. I love engagement via the blog, but I know that everybody's time of what we all need is one more thing to read. So I'm not going to take it personal if you don't do that. The second is my website is Eric R. It's E-R-I-C-R Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, all one word, .com. Email me at efletcher@ericrfletcher.com.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. for being on the podcast, Eric. And I look forward to following your journey from here on in with your new consultancy.
I appreciate it, Tim. You're a gracious host, and it was a pleasure to be here.
If you like this episode, please subscribe to our podcast. And we'd love it if you also left a review for us on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher and SoundCloud and Google Play and wherever you listen to podcasts. Before you go, I want to ask you a question. Do you struggle with digital marketing and how to make it work for you and for your firm? If so, please go to lawfirmmarketinghelp.com and sign up for a free digital audit. The audit will provide you with all of the information you need to build a blueprint for your digital marketing strategy to produce the results you want. You'll find the show notes for this episode, along with all of the Legal Marketing 2.0 episodes, at goodtobesocial.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.